This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are, as we sit here in late 2016, just over 10 years past the very first inklings of trouble in the American housing market, the first poppings of the bubble. And while most of the buying part of American real estate has recovered, the renting part is in some trouble. In many parts of this country, rents are going up faster than wages are, which, when you roll that in with an overall lack of affordable housing stock, means more rental evictions. The national real estate company Redfin decided to do some digging into the new housing crunch. Marketplace's Adam Allington has this first look at their study.
There's no easy way to find out exactly how big the eviction problem is in America. Neela Richardson is chief economist at Redfin and a contributor to Marketplace. She says the only way evictions can be tracked is through the courts, which is what Redfin did, pulling court records from 19 states.
We estimate that last year, 3 million families were kicked out of their homes based on the court system. But the actual number is probably far greater, maybe even double that number.
That's because many evictions never make it all the way to court. People leave on their own, or maybe the landlord pressures them out. But for those that do go to court, renters usually end up meeting a guy like Donald Rubottom.
Sheriff's office.
Hey, Lou, 9882.
Yeah.
14 North Elmont. Tenant was present. Evicted.
Tenfold.
Rubottom is a sheriff in the Baltimore City Sheriff's Department. On this cold fall day, I'm riding with him in southwest Baltimore.
Sheriff's office.
At this stop, a man in his mid-20s answers the door. In his arms is a small baby. Behind him, another one sits in a playpen.
Hey, man, how you doing? You here by yourself?
Yeah.
How many kids you got? You got somewhere to go?
Why is that?
Because I'm here for an eviction.
Well, I know I got the rent.
Oh, you got the rent?
Yeah.
Oh, good, man.
Fortunately, this eviction doesn't happen. The tenant, Andre Penn, has the $800 rent and gets to remain in the house. But Penn, a construction laborer, says he isn't sure about next month.
You know, because I've been laid off since February. So, you know, work is hard to find. Including that, just you have a utility bills, gas, electric, water bill. You know, it's just a lot on us as a young family.
The tenants at the next stop aren't as fortunate. Their furniture's already packed on a truck when we arrive. A pit bull sits in a cage on top.
Hello, good morning.
Rubottom is respectful, kind, trying his best to keep a tough situation light. One thing he often does is hand out a printout of city services, including shelters if need be. But it's small comfort for the family being put out of their home.
My job as a deputy sheriff is to make sure that the process is fair. That's it. It ain't to lend a hand or do none of that. So I like to have something that I could give you. Even if it don't amount to much, it's something.
Back in his squad car, Rubottom checks off another house on a list of 20 addresses scheduled for eviction that day. I ask him how typical this workload is.
It never really gets light, if you know what I mean. I might evict somebody from one property 1 month, and then 3 months later, I'm evicting them from another property, you know?
Once someone has been evicted, their options often go from bad to worse. Move in with family, find a cheaper neighborhood, or possibly end up homeless. Sometimes they also lose their possessions. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard sociologist and author of the book Evicted.
It takes a good amount of time, right, and money to establish a home, and eviction can just delete that.
Not only does having an eviction on your record make it hard to get a new apartment, Desmond says it can also keep you from getting federal aid. He estimates that as little as 1 in 4 who actually qualify for a housing subsidy actually receive it.
So when we think about the typical poor American today, we should think of them as living in the private rental market, getting no help, and spending at least half of their income on housing costs. That's the reality.
With a lack of affordable housing on the market, Desmond says the poorest among us face the toughest of choices, buy food for the family or pay rent. And unfortunately, the rent always eats first. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.